What's up, everyone? Welcome to Snap Aim Podcast, episode 22. Now, I was out of town for a friend's wedding, so I was not able to actually record on Sunday, which is why this is one day late, and I am so sorry. I know you had to go through Monday without your daily dose of Snap Aim, or weekly dose, sorry. But you know what? I'm here now, and it's better late than never. I had a whole thing written out about what I wanted to hit on, but something really big happened on Sunday that I just couldn't ignore, and it's directly in what I love to talk about on Snap Aim, because it has to do with Apex, has to do with esports, and it has to do with some major, major issues. So I'm just going to go into it. On Sunday, Apex Legends Pro League Split 1, they were having their first NA finals, right? North American finals. On match 3, Jen Burton and Imperial Hal both got hacked live, and the hacker decided to give them wall hacks and aimbot. Obviously, this was awful, and they actually ended up having to pull the entire stream. They had to pull everyone off, and they said that they were going to postpone the actual finals until they figure out what the hell is going on. So Respawn did put out a statement on Play Apex Esports, the official ALGS Twitter account, saying that the competitive integrity had been compromised, so they were going to delay and suspend the NA finals until a later date and figure out what's going on. A lot of people were thinking that the hack had something to do with an RCE exploit, and I had to look this up because, let me tell you, even though I work in tech and games and all that, I'm not exactly the most knowledgeable about things like hacking and coding and such like that. So I looked this up. RCE exploits are remote code execution. So this means that a hacker is able to run a code to the target computer remotely. And this means that they can run commands on your computer and just absolutely hijack it. So this is something that is totally possible, because if you look at Jen Burton getting hacked, something is brought up on his screen that actually enables the wall hacks, and he's not able to control it at all. Someone else takes control of his PC. So it's not like someone just logged into his account. Someone took access out of his PC, which is fucking scary. I don't know if you've been hacked or DDoSed or anything, but if you've had any sort of cybersecurity issue, you know it's just terrifying, because you feel like this ability to control your PC and your life is just kind of taken away from you. This is terrifying, because apparently several years ago, like several RCE exploits were actually reported to Valve about their own source engine. And if you remember, Respawn uses a very modified version of Source for Apex Legends. Now, Valve did handle this, and they seem to be pretty secure on it, but because Apex Legends works on a modified version, it could be a little bit different getting security right on that platform. So I don't know how that'll transfer. Again, I'm not the best with knowing this kind of tech side of things, but it does seem to be very possible. This is all complete speculation from everyone, and people in cybersecurity have been giving their own takes, but no one knows anything yet because Respawn has not followed up about anything. Again, this happened Sunday, so now it's going to be a full day that this has happened and there's been no response. Obviously, I think a lot of their team members are pretty busy looking into what exactly happened and how they can secure their game. But, oh yeah, I actually wanted to start this out. Maybe don't log into Apex for a while. I know that the possibility of you specifically getting hacked is pretty low, because you're not this pro player who's on stream competing for money with thousands and thousands of viewers watching you, where you're actually probably going to give the hacker a platform to be known on, which, by the way, the only way that people knew that Jen Burton was not hacking was because the hacker was really stupid and decided to post, like, right in his game chat saying who it was that was hacking him. And I don't know, I get that the hacker just wanted attention and clout, but, like, that's so stupid. He could have easily ruined these pro players' careers. And thank God that they were stupid and didn't do anything like that. But I think it's because of their own stupidity and not because of anything else. So this is just a really terrible situation. And I don't know where we go from here, because the fact that it wasn't just hacking into the game and their game accounts, it was them getting hacked, their full PCs just taken away from them, which I think is going to be a much bigger issue for EA to handle. there was a little bit of a warning that maybe you don't log into Apex or any EA game specifically because they don't know how far this breach goes. Interestingly enough, when you look into this side of tech, there's actually an account called Anti-Cheat Police Department. Their Twitter bio says, "We specialize in gathering intelligence on cheats to detect and disrupt cheating vendors. We're not affiliated with anyone. This is voluntary work." So they're kind of like the voluntary neighborhood watch of video games, which is really cool. They actually posted saying, "There is currently an RCE exploit being abused in Play Apex. It is unsure whether it comes from the game or the actual anti-cheat. I would advise against playing any games protected by EAC or any EA titles once they have fixed this or can comment. Currently, the RCE is being abused to inject cheats into streamers' machines, which means they have the capabilities to do whatever, like installing ransomware software, locking up your entire PC." This account also posted that they strongly recommend all players who participated in the ALGS tournament to actually reset their PCs, change their Discord passwords, ensure that all of their emails are secure, also have two-factor for all of your accounts, which, by the way, if you're not using two-factor for all of your accounts, I don't know what you're doing. But yeah, they suggested performing a clean OS install and that your PC just may have been exposed to rootkit or anything else that could completely just put security out the window. They also provided a screenshot of them talking to the actual hacker who hacked into these accounts on ALGS. They did black out a certain part, which is kind of weird, but maybe it had some information on like personal information or something, but it does have the hacker confirming that it was RCE. They further asked, "Also, just confirming the RCE has nothing to do with R5, right? R5 devs are freaking because Hal uninstalled R5 Live with 40,000 people watching." And the hacker said, yeah. So, okay, real quick, some background. R5 is this really interesting Apex Legends mod, right? Think 5M for GTA 5, but for Apex. So it lets you do all these things like you can play warm-up matches, you can practice shield swaps and whatever on this thing, and it's pretty cool. But people were suspecting that maybe the mod may have given them the hacks, but that's apparently not it. I don't know how believable, how real this screenshot is, this message history with the hacker, but I mean, it's the only information we have to go off right now. I don't know if you've been aware, but there's also been a Discord hack going around where someone that you know who is in the gaming community will get a message saying, "Hey, I just finished my game demo. Could you download it and play it and tell me what you think?" I actually got this from one of my good friends who also got. So it's kind of this snowball effect, right? Like someone she knew in the industry who is actually a game developer got hacked. And then that came to her. And because she knows this person to work on video games, she, of course, clicked that link and downloaded it. And it actually ended up compromising all of her accounts. This almost got me because I know my friend. She also works in the industry. She's incredibly smart. She could make any game she wants to. And I was luckily at the gym, so I could not actually download this. And I said, "Oh, cool. I'll check it out later." I should have known because then this person was like, "Oh, hey, well, it's only going to take 5 minutes. Are you sure you can't play it now?" I should have known, but because, again, this is my friend, I didn't think anything of it. She didn't warn me before I got home that she had gotten hacked, and I was just beside myself. I could not believe that I almost got. I fully believe myself to be really good at knowing when an email is fake, when a link is fake. You know, like, there's so many bad spams and hacks out there, but this one really almost got me. So I wonder if something had gotten the pro streamers before, because there's no way that the hackers just had access like immediately during the match, right? I feel like this was an incredibly calculated hack. This happened in game 3, so in the middle of this tournament for the NA finals. And hacking someone takes a long time. So this, I think they had access to their PCs long before this, and they were just waiting for the perfect time to strike. And of course they chose when viewership would be high, when people really wanted to be able to tune in and actually look at what teams were going to be winning, what teams were making the most headway. Halfway through the tournament, I mean, listen, ALGS days are long. This was a commitment that they were trying to make. And I think they ended up succeeding in what they wanted to do, and it really sucks. It sucks for the developers, it sucks for production, it sucks for the cast members and the players who are putting their real time and money into this, and I feel so awful for them. I think production and the casters did a great job of handling this live. I genuinely have no idea how I would have handled this. Listen, as someone who works on esports as hosting and casting, there is so much that already happens on the fly that you just can't expect anything. You can't have this idea of what's going to happen. But even though you're working on things on the fly, nothing like this. I have not seen anything like this happen before in esports. So this is obviously something that EA is going to have to look at. And I really do hope we get an update soon, because this is just horrifying. And again, please don't log into Apex or any EA games, just because I really feel like the security breach goes further than we know right now. It's better to assume the worst and just be extra safe than absolutely lose access to your PC and have everything go up in the air. Easy Anti-Cheat actually did post saying that they investigated recent reports of a potential RCE issue within Easy Anti-Cheat. At this time, we are confident that there is no RCE vulnerability within EAC being exploited. We will continue to work closely with our partners for any follow-up support needed. This is a bit of an interesting statement because this, first of all, EAC, Easy Anti-Cheat, has not posted in 5 years, and this was the first time they came back to post something. And I feel like this is very interesting because this means that it wasn't through, it never bypassed the Easy Anti-Cheat system. It never contacted that. There's a lot that's going, I think we need a lot of clarification from EAC, Apex, Respawn, EA. I think we need to know what's happening. Obviously, we're not going to get that right away, but hopefully this week we get an update, because this is kind of scary. This is not just, oh yeah, you know, your account got hacked. Oh no. This is your entire PC being put at risk, and you may be getting your PC completely bricked, which sounds awful. So really hope they figure this out. I feel awful for Respawn, because this is happening around the time that Respawn actually got some layoffs. So there were reports of layoffs that started last Thursday. And I don't know if you know Alex Frostwolf. She was the community manager for Apex Legends. She actually got laid off, and she was there for 5 years and through 20 seasons of Apex. I think that she was one of the best people to ever work with, so I really hope she finds work soon. I think she's amazing, and anyone who doesn't hire her is definitely missing out. But this apparently impacted around 670 workers. The reductions were announced in February, and the layoffs are supposed to be done by the end of this month. So the reason why this happened is because EA wanted to pivot away from future licensed IPs to its own franchises. So I'm assuming they just couldn't figure out where these people were going to fit. But also the fact that some developers in the Apex Legends teams got laid off does not make sense if they want to focus on their own franchises. Apex is a huge moneymaker for EA. Why would they lay off people in that department specifically? Especially when their team has grown for the need, because the game is also growing consistently. I don't understand. Apparently, Apex Legends is still a huge priority for EA, so why lay off anyone on that team? Along with the Respawn layoffs, EA also canceled a Star Wars FPS game that was supposedly surrounding a Mandalorian character, but it really sucks because we're never going to know. And the next Jedi game, Black Panther and Iron Man, is still continuing, but EA also shut down Ridgeline Games, which was going to focus on Battlefield's single-player campaign. My heart goes out to Respawn right now. This is a very tough situation, and I feel like everything just snowballed for them, but I genuinely hope we get an update on this and people are able to figure this out as soon as possible, because this is just not a great time for Respawn and EA. But what do you guys think about this? If you're an expert in security and anti-cheat and all of that stuff, please let me know in the comments. Give me your best educated speculation, because I know nothing about this, and this is the most research I've done on this specific topic. And it's very interesting, and I wish I was smart enough to be able to figure out most of this by myself. But hey, you know what? We learn every day. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week for Snap Aim Podcast.